our technological advancement as a society has outpaced our system for handling finite resources, because now we are approaching infinite resources.
Nailed it. I'm like really good at this stuff. I run this board. I'm the boss. What if I ran for president? I'd be like a super genius president. I'd be like one of those baby geniuses from the movie President. I wonder if there's a sale at Forever 21.
Join Mug Club today. Only $99 a year, $69 for students, veterans, or active military. Hold on a second. I gotta fix my headphones here. Good to be with you. It's Monday, and I am wearing.
Whoa.
The old boot.
A boot.
The old boot. And the specialist who fit me for this boot got really offended when I said, "That looks really dumb." She's like, "Well, I didn't design it." I was like, "Oh, I was under the impression that you did. Please just give me my my bill and send me on my way after not helping me."
And Steven.
Yes. I is what I be. All right. Look, there's a lot to get into today. The Inflation Reduction Act just passed the Senate. Good rule of thumb is when a bill is titled something, it's the opposite of that. So we'll get into that today and how it affects you. And they'll tell you that it won't affect you. And it will affect you. Also, you may not know this, but some Palestinian forces killed their own children. It's being reported as the IDF. And no fact checks. We also want to talk about some common sense car reform here on the show today. Yeah. And on Mug Club, you can go to lilithcrowder.com/mugclub. We have a story on a libertarian who's financed her campaign with OnlyFans because she couldn't finance it through black tar heroin. Yet. It's a live show, Monday through Thursday. If you're not getting notifications, if you're not getting subscriptions working, just tune in here, YouTube, or of course on Rumble. Or Mug Club, an additional full hour of show, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. Eastern. It's a live show. That's the best way to find us. You won't find us any other way. My question of the day, where would you want your money going if you could pick instead of the IRS?
In a fire pit?
Yeah, and then some nice veterans could inhale it.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, and then we wouldn't help them.
And then we wouldn't help them.
With the same money.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Let's just cut out the middleman and give it to the IRS.
Yeah.
You hear them. You love them. Gerald A. is here.
Hi. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, aside from the foot. And you know him. He's the quickest man on his feet. I am on tour with him this fall. Phoenix, September 16th.
Ahoy.
Arizona Federal Theater. Houston, September 17th.
Ahoy.
Smartline Financial Center at Sugarland. And then Charleston, West Virginia, October 8th.
Ahoy.
At the Charleston Coliseum. And then a bunch of other dates, but these are the ones coming up. Dave Landau.
Ahoy.
Doing well?
Yeah, I'm all right. Can't complain.
Your mustache looks thicker.
I know. You said that. I don't know what happened.
Slightly less pedophilic.
Yeah, it's a little more almost Kevin Klein in
In and Out?
Is it? No, that's the gay one.
I assumed that was the mustache one.
Well, that's fair. There's one where he owns a pizza parlor. They want to kill him.
That's also a gay one.
Is it?
Hmm. Well, because of what he had in the computer room. All right.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a, just so you know, that's not a real YouTube. We're not saying it's a real thing. No, it's just a ping pong joint. Now,
that's all it is.
Let's, before we move on to the IRS, because I want to get into that, I don't know if you guys have seen this. This is a woman who wants the university to police speech so that she, this is where, and if you think this doesn't matter, it does. Because unfortunately, these people, we view them, of course, as psychopaths, but they are seen as, not only mainstream, but these people wield undue influence. And this is something that's important. When people say, hey, comedy, you shouldn't punch down. I don't think you're punching down when you're simply pointing out people who have influence that flies in the face of science, biology, and not to mention the First Amendment. So here this woman is complaining about her university not policing speech so that she doesn't get misgendered.
Today has been day four of law school, and I spent the morning with the Dean of Diversity and Inclusion because I have been misgendered so many times by the faculty of this university, which claims to stand on progressive principles. And so I go to this dean, and this dean tells me that I need to exercise grace and patience in the small things. I'm like, listen, lady, this is not a small thing. Being misgendered is distressing. It's
I must sport. Say.
And I explained to her how hard it is to try to figure out why people keep seeing me as a female.
It's not hard.
And she's like, okay, well, you can escalate it to the Title IX director. I'm like, listen, the Title IX director was on a webinar yesterday misgendering people. To which this lady had no solutions for me on where to go next. And if this hasn't been
psychiatric
a
facility.
Learning experience about how broken our system is and why policies need to change and how much bureaucracy there is and how much the system is set in its ways and why we need really good attorneys, then I don't know what is.
I love how she bitches about bureaucracy and then says we need more bureaucracy and attorneys to enforce it.
I love how she looks like Steve Martin and not Steve Martin, but Martin Short playing Alfalfa.
Yes. By the way, she's going to regret it because she's a pretty lady.
I
statistically,
mean,
she'll probably regret the transition. A lot of people do when you change it. No, I think she's a cute lady.
I mean,
I think she's a cute. She was a cute lady who is obviously now a man.
Yes,
but I'm saying
obviously.
Well, I don't know.
In all these, like, she's been on campus for 4 days. Nobody knows who she is, or maybe they don't care to know who she is. That's fine. But I'm not doing that on purpose. But if you meet
it's impossible to do correctly. Right?
If you meet somebody on the street or if you meet somebody on campus and you have never met them before, do you have to stop and ask everybody their pronouns? Or can you just go, oh, hey, I'm actually he. I know I look female on the outside, but I am male.
Right.
Be like, oh, I didn't know.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that you were a male with a 28-inch chest and 24 waist. I was just.
I call everybody a whatsy woozy.
Right.
There you go.
Gets
there
me out of trouble.
You Dr. Seuss it.
We just have to change the English language. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, was an actual doctor.
Yes.
That must have been terrible.
Yeah. Really weird diagnosis.
You have the figure of a dancer. The bad news is that you have cancer. Well, you're a dick.
Did you
Why
have
would
to make
you rhyme
it
right?
It hurts enough.
Oh, I hear you sobbing. Boo-hoo. I can't help it. Yeah. This is what I do. I'm going to murder you, Dr. Seuss.
Here's some news you might want to forgive. You have 3 days to live.
Ooh.
And he just pogo sticks out of the room. this isn't nice at all.
My, I enjoyed examining your rump. Unfortunately, I found a malignant lump. Playing a trumpet. All right.
Some of your money will be freeing. It is seems your baby's not breathing.
Oh, Seuss. Dear. Well, you know what? That softened the landing.
I don't mean to be a prick, but it looks like you're missing your...
Oh, well. Oh, and then he's misgendering Dr. Seuss,
that's
too.
Yeah, that's true.
Brings it full circle.
He really wasn't good with
I'm
that.
So glad that we canceled his books decades after he died.
It was important. Years later.
So, let's get to this.
The Grinch stole your genitals.
Yes. Instead of candy canes, it's just dildos out of the kid's thing.
Susie, it's Brian.
Okay.
All right. Good to see you again.
All he left in the house was a miniature butt plug too small for a mouse. Seuss, we should have known. Okay. So let's get to the IRS here. This is the Inflation Reduction. Am I getting that name right? Inflation Reduction Act? Because in my head, I'm going inflation bill. The bill that causes inflation.
Yes, yes. Massive.
And I want you to comment here below. Tell me what it is that you know of this bill. We've gone through it. I believe it's 78 pages, if I'm not mistaken.
Something like that.
Which is surprisingly short, considering that it takes over like a fifth of the economy.
It's a lot of money.
Let's set this up on what the Democrats are going to be telling you. But Sunday, President Kamala Harris... cast Z's vote. I'm not going to fall into that trap again.
No, we're not.
Breaking a 50-50 Senate tie, and this bill was officially passed, the Inflation Reduction Act, so that you don't think I'm making it up. Here's a clip.
The affirmative and the bill, as amended, is passed.
I just hope that oversized chair one day swallows her like Pee Wee's Playhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and the bill is...
If it's like Pee-wee's toilet.
Yes. Okay. So what is wrong with this bill? There are actually some things that are good in this bill.
Yeah.
But not many. And the good things are actually things that Donald Trump had done that were undone by former Vice President Joe Biden, and he redid in a less effective way. So let me give you my primary gripes, and I encourage you to go and read this bill for yourself. All references are available at loudoutcounter.com. I'm just giving you the synopsis because I know that most of you aren't going to go read the bill unless it's a five-page Green New Deal. Don't blame me. This is your fault. It's a giant pork barrel, never-ending funnel for Democrat interests.
Yeah.
And not only Democrat interests, but social justice interests, things that don't even make sense. So, for example, $272 million goes to Native American communities. This is for inflation, to reduce inflation.
Mm-hmm.
for climate resilience and adaptation.
Wait.
Including $150 million for tribal home electrification, $10 million for tribal fish hatcheries. They're going to foam their teepees.
Right.
And
I thought these were like the original environmental.
Solar power, they're jerky hanging.
How does giving them electricity, which has to come from coal, help us any?
Well, you don't understand this. They get a bunch of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're happy about it.
Of course they are, but it doesn't
do
anything.
Well, all their land has a little piece of Vegas on it.
Yes. Yeah. Wind turbine slot machines.
Boom.
$272 million to Native American communities for reducing inflation.
Yeah.
Okay. There's $2 billion in grants for domestic production of green vehicles.
Hmm.
All right. Okay. I understand that. But again, this is not the free market. There's a $4,000 credit to buy a used clean car. Now, to be clear, there used to be more of a credit, and there still is. I think it's $7,000 for a new green car, for a new electric vehicle.
Okay.
And that was capped at 200. Once you sold 200,000, Tesla sold more than 200,000 vehicles because theirs didn't suck. And so they were no longer getting that credit. They'll get that credit now. One thing in this bill, though, is it requires the lithium.
Hmm.
The lithium for the batteries to not be mined in China. So where are they going to get the lithium? Africa, just so you know. Just in case. Yeah. It's not going to come from the United States because we don't have the capability because we can't be mining here.
No.
So I'm waiting for that sequel with DiCaprio, Blood Lithium.
It doesn't roll off the tongue as easy.
It's about as accurate as his accent. And then Manchin changed his tune now. You know, Manchin Sinema were kind of the holdouts with these giant bills.
Right. Hmm.
And I just want you to try and take a guess before I get to my hunch. Why do you think Manchin changed his mind all of a sudden? Could it be? Hmm. Is it possible that in the bill to reduce inflation, a ton of money also being promised to Joe Manchin to support his Mountain Valley Pipeline in his home state of West Virginia. NextEra Energy, a utility giant stakeholder in the Mountain Valley Pipeline, is a top donor to both Mr. Manchin and Senator Chuck Schumer, who negotiated the pipeline side deal with Mr. Manchin.
Oh, who knew?
Oh.
To reduce inflation.
Well, yes. And get them more money.
Yes.
I see.
But primarily to the...
To help.
Yeah.
So can I just... they bought his vote.
In a matter of speaking.
Yes.
Okay. You can say it that way. I don't see it that way. I see it as democracy at work.
I see it as helping.
Yes.
God bless Schumer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love it when you have to buy the votes for these bills.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much how it works. You know,
they stand on their merits. So. You know?
I mean, these people... represent you. So let's get to some of the claims they're making. And by claims, I mean the lies that they're telling you. Here's a claim that they're making. Okay. And it's obviously in the title that the bill is going to reduce inflation. Here's the truth. Incorrect. It's going to do the exact opposite.
It's a cliffhanger.
Now, you don't need to take my word for it. We can Reading Rainbow this. There's over 230 economists who say that it won't reduce inflation. By the way, when Chuck Schumer said they didn't know what they're talking about, when they're his own intelligence officials believe every word that they say, when they're neutral economists who've been doing this for a very long time, who, by the way, often lean left, and they say this is going to do nothing, they don't know what they're talking about. These guys are hacks. So let me give you one example according to a Penn Wharton budget model. The act would very slightly increase inflation until 2024 and decrease inflation thereafter. Well, that'll help you at the pump today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
These point estimates are statistically indistinguishable from zero, thereby indicating low confidence that the legislation will have any impact on inflation. I love how that they are statistically indistinguishable from zero, thereby indicating, here's what the economists want to say. Are you serious with this shit?
Oh my gosh. And that was, by the way, that analysis was done prior to the marathon amendment session they had on Sunday to get this bill passed. Mm-hmm. So it could be far worse now.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you're trying to fix a problem where the government put too much money into the system and helped fuel inflation, if we're going to have some, that's fine. But they helped fuel it a little bit. The best way to solve that is by putting more money into the system that caused inflation.
I also think we should just start printing more.
Well, that's true. Just to pay off our foreign debt.
Right.
Did we stop at some point?
It's a good point. No, yeah.
We'd never. Okay. Those presses would never stop.
Good point. Why would we ever stop?
No. We would. We can't stop devaluing the dollar.
Like when you count your bills, only it's printing that.
Yes.
Every second of every day.
Correct. Yeah.
Don't exciting. Take my word for it. Let's go to... Now, here's the problem. Bernie Sanders, of course, is upset because it's not doing enough.
Right.
But he still does have to lean on the economist to make the first part of his argument. Here he is saying the exact same thing.
I'm going to take a moment to say a few words...
You need a
about
call.
The so-called inflation reduction.
Don't brush
act
your hair with a balloon.
This evening.
So much fun.
And I say so-called.
A comb and a hair dryer
way,
the same thing.
According to the CBO and other economic organizations who have studied this bill, it will in fact have a minimal impact on inflation.
Now, this is them softening it.
Yeah.
It actually won't have a minimal impact. It will have a significant impact. It will increase inflation. Let me explain to you why. The bill's $300 million deficit reduction, which is just, it doesn't mean anything. Come on, sniff test. You really think the Democrats care about reducing the deficit?
Yeah.
Nope. No. Let's be honest here. It's not powered by spending cuts. We have a spending problem. We don't have a taxation problem. They want tax hikes. Now, half of all the new taxes, they'll be paid by manufacturers. And by the way, this idea of increasing the corporate tax, corporations pass that on to you.
Yeah.
So for example, inflation at the pump, inflation, beef, inflation, purchasing a car. You increase taxes on these corporations. Guess what? You are now going to have to pay more for those goods or services. More inflation. So let's deal with the manufacturers first. This is not going to reduce demand. This is going to reduce what?
What economics? Supply side economics.
It will reduce supply prices. Again, with the manufacturing, will be passed on to consumers. This happened, in case you're wondering, do we have any example of the 60s, 70s? Here's from the Wall Street Journal. Higher taxes on corporate profits and individual incomes contributed to inflation by depressing investment and productivity growth. Let me give you an example. 81 was Reagan's supply side oriented tax cuts that brought inflation down. When he came into office, 13.5% inflation. Then 3 years later, 3.2% inflation.
By the way, a quick note about this, the $300 billion in savings that they're talking about, assume that some of the sunset provisions in the Affordable Care Act actually are allowed to expire, which we know in politics, you're never going to let a subsidy go. Because if you do, the people that voted for you are going to be pissed off that they no longer get the free money. If they leave that in, which they expect it will be, it'll be under $100 billion in savings. But you'll not see that on CNN or anywhere else. You'll see $300 billion in budget deficit reduction because of this bill.
You know, you know what else you won't see on CNN?
A straight news anchor.
I was going to say Brian Stelter.
So yes,
I'm saying you won't see him though. So technically, it's one less.
Has he
straight
come out
anchor.
Of hiding? Yes.
Well, I don't know if he sees his shadow. We're going to have more weeks of a few more weeks of living a lie.
If he sees his monkeypox, there's four more weeks of summer.
Oh, jeez.
Leave the light on when you snuggle.
Yeah, that's brunch. And by that, I mean I'm going to go to a bar that you don't need to know about, huh?
Yes. He actually does Instagram about brunch.
Yes,
hilarious.
He's
like, nothing better than brunching with this hot girl.
Which is odd right after he's had breakfast.
Yes. And right after breakfast, right before first lunch, in between second lunch.
Yes.
So here's another claim that they make, okay? Again, all references are available at loudofcredit.com. They want you to believe that this bill is only going to affect the richest Americans. Why? They want class warfare. They want you to hate the rich, even though some of your neighbors are rich. I don't hate rich people. I don't hate poor people. I despise dishonest people. So, Congress.
There you go.
So they say it'll only affect the richest Americans. Here's the truth. This bill is actually, and it's worse than accidental, it's designed to go after the middle class. It's designed to go after you. Here's why. You won't get enough if you just tax the ultra wealthy, and the mechanisms aren't in place. It's a constant arms race, right? They can hire better CPAs. They can hire lawyers. Even if they weren't able to, you wouldn't be able to get the kind of revenue that you need. So it's designed to come after the middle class, middle, upper, call it upper middle class as well, small business owners. Let me give to you a couple examples why. So this includes $80 billion, this bill, in new funding for the IRS to help inflation.
Yes.
To help inflation. By the way, do you know what their budget is annually?
The IRS?
$12.5 billion. They're getting $80 billion in this bill.
That's a lot of nuts!
It's insane.
We could Why don't we just take that Ukraine money? That's a good one, Yakuza.
That's like six yeah. to seven times their annual budget now. Are you kidding me?
Yes. This is now going to be known as new IRS.
Yes.
Is it true they're giving them hollow point, like they're giving them bullets? Is that true?
I have no idea. They are arming them.
I have no idea.
They have deadly but force.
When the IRS starts auditing all of us, you can bet that I have a stockpile for you.
Well, I've already been, already was.
Got a lot of toe triggers, too.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Well, that's what I'm going to need.
I have a nice Rube Goldberg, so when the IRS comes knocking and they pull the handle open, goes up through the mantle, there's a duck that dips into water, which causes a pool ball to go down a rod, and it pulls the trigger, and my temple will be on the wall.
Yes. It'll just be the IRS just sends you Kurt Cobain's notebook.
Yes.
This is odd.
Elliot Smith's dagger. So the bill earmarks $45.6 billion for what they call enforcement mechanisms for the IRS. That's not scary. This includes things like litigation, criminal investigations, investigative technology, digital asset monitoring, a new fleet of tax collector cars.
What?
Is there an epidemic of tax collectors not having new enough cars? Do they really need to ruin my life by pulling up in a Maybach?
That really sounds very accountant-y.
Yes.
As in just, Ben Affleck holding a gun on the cover of The Accountant.
And buying another Jackson Pollock or whatever the hell it is.
Why?
At least they don't rhyme like Dr. Seuss when they're pulling up in the car.
That's the most mob thing I've ever heard. Just pull up in a new Cadillac. Hey, how you doing? What are the IRS?
Yeah, what are the IRS? Yeah,
it'd be a real shame if something happened to all your stuff.
Yeah, I hear you didn't pay your taxes, but I did. Nah, you missed the loophole, though. Oh. What's it called? It's called my S-Class loophole.
They don't pay for themselves.
You got to pay for my S-Class. That's the loophole.
One guy's in the back just like knocking over your family pictures. Oh, look at that mess. That's a real shame.
Ah, jeez. Ah, you got a cute wife, too. Ah, no. Oh, by the way, you're not going to see her again.
Just bashing your head against a piano. Oh, you fell. Look at that.
Then he's taking out the wire.
So
Uncle Biden says hello.
Yeah. Uncle Biden wants to know how much you made on eBay. It says here $200.
Just wake up with a replica AOC head in your bed. So they
way scarier.
They say this is going to raise $200 billion in new revenue.
Oh, good.
First off, can we just get over, again, this is really scary. They're talking about litigation. They're talking about new collection methods, being able to monitor your digital assets. We just saw what happened in Canada, right, where they could freeze your Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And more Americans are afraid of being audited than, I don't know, is it being audited than death, being audited than cancer? Oh, yeah. I don't know exactly what it is, but it's one of their greatest fears. Anyone who's been, you were just audited. You know what hell that is.
It's the worst.
And you didn't do anything wrong.
No.
You spent all that money for them to be like, nah, right, you're fine.
Well, yeah, and it's still like, and also, yeah, I just pay this. Why? But I still didn't do anything wrong. Because we said.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Fine.
Because if you don't pay this, we're just going to have to restart this whole process over again.
Yeah. You like hell? You like living in it? Yeah. Oh, yeah, we'll take the check. Jeez. We're going to send that to the Ukraine for no reason.
Yes. By the way, I noticed you didn't change your flag on your social media. Unless you want us knocking on your door tomorrow, you might consider that. Also, put up a nice black box on Juneteenth, bitch.
Couldn't help but notice there's no rainbow on your social media. How do you feel about that?
You don't like rainbows? Huh? What do you think about this? What do you think about this guy? This guy doesn't like rainbows.
Well, that's fucking weird.
Yeah. What, you don't like all the colors?
Yeah. Huh?
What, you don't like leprechauns? You know, I'm half Irish. This is going to be a problem. Behold, it's the pot of gold. All right. I'm going to shoot you. So, $200 billion they claim is going to come from new revenue.
Yeah.
Where? Okay. Well, first off, do you remember when Joe Biden said this shortly after taking office? Again, it's class warfare.
We're going to reward work, not just wealth. We take the top tax bracket for the wealthiest 1% of Americans, those making over $400,000 or more, back
exactly
up to where
his salary
was when George W. Bush was president.
Okay.
And he started 39.6%.
It was bad then.
We're only going to affect 0.3% of all Americans by that action. 0.3%. Mm-hmm. And the IRS is going to crack down on millionaires and billionaires who cheat on their taxes. It's estimated to be billions of dollars. My think tanks are left, right, and center. I'm not looking to punish anybody. But I will not add a tax burden, additional tax burden, to the middle class in this country. They're already paying enough.
Yeah, I agree with that part. They're already paying enough. But here's the problem again with class warfare. I've known some of the most generous people that I've ever known are wealthy people. Some of the most selfish people I've known are poor people. I've also known some really generous middle class people.
Yeah.
I will tell you this. I've never known any really, really generous poor people. That's just anecdotal. And I've known some selfish rich people. But he says, rich people cheating on their taxes. If they're cheating on their taxes, and by the way, everyone technically cheats on their taxes. That's why you have the IRS and you just octupled their funding. What about poor people who cheat on their taxes? What about the baby mama situation? What about people who specifically underdeclare income or don't work so that they can get more EBT card benefits, so that they can get more social safety net benefits? That's a cheat as well. In other words, everyone can cheat in gaming the system, especially when you consider that 47% of Americans don't pay any federal income taxes. So that's my first problem with what he said there. It's they want you to hate the rich. Why? Because they don't want you to focus on the real people who are screwing you, them. Them. Even take the worst. Take airlines. Take Jeff Bezos. Take Tim, people you don't like. If they get no subsidies from the government, if there's no cozy, corrupt relationship, guess what? They cannot take your money by force. They're incapable of it. These people can simply take your money, period. That's the primary problem I have. Also, it's a lie. He said it would only affect the ultra wealthy. Well, according to the Joint Committee on Taxation, neutral third party, 78 to 90% of the money raised from underreported income would come from those making less than $200,000 a year. Mm. Only 4 to 9% would come from those making more than $500,000. 4 to 9%, that's not people making billions upon billions. Only 4 to 9% would come from those making more than $500,000. And by the way, that also includes small businesses.
Oh, yeah.
The CPA, we have a third-party CPA who works for us, okay? As soon as the tax cuts came into play from Donald Trump, he hired two new people. He ended up hiring four new people throughout the term of Donald Trump. Now, the revenue from this place could be a few million dollars. That's the gross revenue. Okay, gross revenue. Let's say it's $5 million. Okay, taxes. Cut that down to $3 million. Okay, payroll. Just payroll. $2 million. Now you have $1 million left before the owner of this business takes any kind of money himself. What are the expenses? He could end up with $250,000. Now, that's good money. You should be grateful for it. But certainly not the top 1%. And that's most businesses throughout the United States. The businesses will be burdening this. You will be burdening this. And specifically, when the businesses are burdening this, they're going to have two choices. Okay? They're either going to have to shutter or pass the costs on to you.
Yeah.
More inflation.
Yeah, exactly.
But realistically, with all of this, it's not, I mean, you can obviously cheat on your taxes, but either these loopholes.
That's Willie Nelson.
I know, right? But these loopholes either exist or they don't. They're not really loopholes. They're laws that are in place that you can use, and they're not actually illegal.
Right.
They're just there. So you can call them loopholes or put this language around them and have them go after them, but they're in position for people to use and take advantage of.
Right.
It doesn't mean you've done anything wrong.
Well, the problem is usually only the people with the best accountants and the best lawyers know how to take advantage of them.
Exactly.
People like you and me and, you know, Gerald, dolts. We don't.
Well, no, that's true, but it doesn't change the fact that he's going after the wrong people altogether.
Right.
Right. And they always overestimate, right? Joe Biden was saying $3 billion there. I think in 2019 or 2020, there was $4 billion in litigation by the IRS. They ended up settling for $1.4 billion across all of those cases. So way under half of that money that they said was going to come in actually came in. And 78 to 90%, that stat that we just looked at, that's mostly small businesses. People that own a small business, a grocery store or a convenience store or a small electronic shop, something like that, producing that kind of revenue, or having two household income, you know, wage earners, $100,000 a year, mom and dad, $200,000 coming in, they're getting audited. When an audit happens to a family like that, you literally bend over and take it.
Yeah.
You don't have any options.
Right.
Because the IRS is just going to drain money that you don't even have to try to fight it. $30,000 or $40,000, like Dave said. I was doing nothing.
It's like mandated divorce court. You know, if you end up with a spouse, we've heard this a lot, and especially from the young men who watch, and someone just wants to use the court system and extend it and extend it and extend it, and you'll have divorce cases that go on for 3 or 4 years. Where you're just wasting money and you end up what you could have settled with, you know, using a paralegal in the first 2 weeks anyway. It's just the way the system is designed. And with the IRS, they just say, you.
Right.
Well, Gerald, how much money did you say it would draw the revenue back?
Back then it was $1.4 billion on an estimated four, right?
Right, yeah. So it's well under half of what they thought when they went to litigation. Because most of the time what they do is they sue, they bring a case against somebody and then they settle out of court for it. And so Biden's out there saying, oh, there's billions of dollars there. I'm like, you gave them 80 of those billions.
I know. Okay?
It's going to take a while to claw that back, and it's going to come from the middle class.
And we just spent an additional 12 to recoup a possible 1.4?
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Good.
That's not great investment.
We need to confer with Dr. Seuss.
I don't know a lot about math, but I know one number is higher.
I hope to me you enjoy being screwed.
This is just eradicating the middle class, though, and screwing people over and allowing the rich to get richer and the middle class to get poor.
Well, this is mainly allowing those in government to get richer.
Well, 100%.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's the problem I have is people who stand to make a lot of money who produce nothing. I don't have a problem with a business doing well. I don't have a problem with a business. I don't have a problem with someone becoming a billionaire. If they're creating an honest product or service that I want to use, it's a voluntary exchange of funds. This is the problem with this bill. It's huge. It's sweeping. It will not reduce inflation, it will increase inflation, and it targets you, the average middle class American taxpayer. Something else that's really interesting, I wasn't planning on talking about this, but the stock buyback, they put a law in there where you can't do stock buybacks, but it only takes effect. Guess when it only takes effect?
When?
Once it plummets?
After November.
Oh.
This whole bill is designed to try and buy your vote.
It is.
To say, see, look, we stepped in and did something. So let's go on here. Here's another claim that they're making. This is what you will hear. And by the way, you can comment below. I try and frame these in claim and truth so you can check the references. So hopefully you can have these conversations with people at your workplace. You know, if you work from home, you're annoying house cleaner from Ecuador. I don't know. Now, they claim that she's mouthy. So they claim this bill will reduce the price of prescription drugs by allowing Medicare to negotiate drug prices. The truth? That's one of the few good things in the bill. Mm-hmm. Allowing Medicare to negotiate drug prices, that's actually a good thing, because government bureaucracy basically for a long time just said, all right, Medicare is going to pay this fee because that's what we declare. I found out this weekend, actually. I went in to get my foot looked at. Okay. Uh-huh.
The boot.
Yep.
Turns out, I have an extra bone that's not supposed to be there. It's like tearing into a ligament. They're like, I don't know what this is. You're not supposed to have this bone. I'm like, aren't you the doctor? Shouldn't you? No. I don't know. So,
you got a lot of stuff going.
Yeah, you have a lot of weird stuff. That's what they say. They bring in another doctor, goes,
There's a bill.
That's all he said. Is that the diagnosis?
Is it missing from somewhere else? Should it be somewhere else?
Thanks,
in my body?
Dr. Lotka. No!
He brings in the caveman right before human skeleton. Right, yes.
I think it's similar to that.
But
maybe you're a mutant superpower.
I found out when I was doing cash only, they said, by the way, and if you need to get a boot before you leave, if you want to do that, you know, if you go through the prices and stuff, they said, oh, wait, you paid cash. It's free. It's included. I said, wait, how much would it have been if it was insurance? A few $100. So it would have been more.
Yeah.
If I went through insurance, it's free? My boot is a party favor?
Only if you pay cash.
Only if you pay cash. So that's the problem with big.
Absolutely.
Big bureaucracy, big, you know, these big red tape, or it's designed to confuse people. So it's a good thing. It's a good thing for Medicare to be able to negotiate prices. But here's the problem. And this is the politics at play. And this is evil. This is evil because when you understand the context, you will understand that they couldn't let President Trump have a win. So they deliberately screwed you. They deliberately harmed you so that they could take this action and claim credit. Let me explain. July 2020. President Trump, signed multiple executive orders aimed at lowering drug prices. And what it included, allowing importing drugs from Canada, basing the cost of U.S. drugs off of their price internationally, and capped copay on insulin at $35 monthly. Mm. Now, let me explain to you why this is such an effective way. Okay. The United States, and I understand what you're saying as far as big pharma, it is a problem. We pay a lot more than other countries pay for drugs. For example, right now you can order drugs from Canada, they're far cheaper. The reason for that is because the government subsidizes them. So let's say you come up, I don't know, with some new anti-inflammatory, antidepressant. Okay. In Canada, it costs $100. In the United States, it costs you $600. The drug companies would create their product and what they would invest into R&D. Their business model was predicated on charging a certain price abroad while that subsidization would be burdened by the Americans. That's the problem. It was deliberately designed to say, well, we'll get money from these governments, and in the United States, we'll charge the average consumer more. So when Donald Trump said, you're going to charge Americans, what is charged in other countries. That forces them to not just rely on government money and the American taxpayer, the American middle class. It was a very effective mode of strategy that he used. Okay. And the cap on insulin at $35 monthly. Kind of a big topic right now.
Yes. Yeah, a little bit.
Let me ask you this. Tell your friend, just do this. Just do this today. If you do nothing else, go out, comment below, let me know what they say. Tell people when they discuss this, you know that President Trump capped the copay on insulin at $35 a month, right? It's trending all over Twitter and Instagram. Just see if they know it. Okay, so Donald Trump signed those executive orders. Then, February 2021, Biden decided to end those executive orders that were aimed at lowering drug prices, so that now, in this bill, he can claim, look, I'm allowing Medicare to negotiate drug prices. But these there were policies that already existed to lower the costs of drugs. It was one of the first things that former Vice President Biden did. He came into office, he ended those so that he could show you the skyrocketing costs of drugs, and then take credit for lowering them in a less effective way. Yes, Medicare should be able to negotiate drug prices. Donald Trump made sure that drug prices were more, for the first time in modern American history. Remember that? For the first time, the average price of pharmaceuticals went down. That was a big deal. Then they started going back up so that Biden can come in and here he comes to save the day.
You know what's kind of funny here? They get to negotiate the prices of six drugs.
Yes.
In a couple of years.
And yes.
And then a few years after that, closer to 2030, they get to negotiate the price of, I think, an additional 12.
Right.
It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. It's like at some point we'll negotiate, but you can only do six drugs. Why?
But at least
let them negotiate all of the prices if that's your thing.
At least $272 million in this bill is going to windmill teepees, so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So look, when we can talk.
You know, Landler, if this show were playing on an airplane, I'd walk out.
Me too, Krondorf. Yeah, I sure hope Dave goes back to doing what he used to do.
You mean selling luggage?
No, I mean drinking himself to death.
At least then we'd have a laugh.
That's just mean.
It's rude.
I don't know why we installed that balcony. All right.
Hey, really before cold. We get into our next story, we actually have a developing situation that I thought would be interesting. We talked about the OnlyFans person.
Like that mole on your thumb?
Martha Bueno. We're actually trying right now to see if we can get her on Skype for the second hour of the show. I'm just going to pass over that like it didn't happen.
Yeah, I know. That's how you treat all of your medical anomalies.
If we can get her, I think it's been confirmed that we can. I'm trying to get a time that she's going to be able to come on. So not just a story about Martha Bueno, but Martha Bueno.
Martha Bueno.
Martha
Bueno.
Más bueno.
Me gusta.
I have no idea. I've never seen
it. Bueno. Ay, papi.
Your boobs are huge.
All right. So let me know if she doesn't want to come on.
All right, we'll let you know.
Might be best to do that on Mug Club because we don't know what's going to happen on YouTube.
Yeah, exactly.
So
for what this we is just not a fundraising. She's going to say a hearty no.
Let's go on to everyone's favorite area of the globe. I can say shithole now, Palestine.
There you go.
So this is what has been going on. You know what? Before, let's make sure this segment, what's really important, is not so much that, you know, Palestine going to Palestine. My problem is with the fact checkers. We need to fact check the fact checkers.
Yeah.
Tweet check. Fact Trump. Trump fact check tweet. Fact check. News.
Okay. This is tragic, obviously, and I'm going to show you a clip, which is sad to watch, but it's also untruthful. There's been a conflict going on in Gaza, I believe, for 3 days, and 44 people have died, including children. That's a tragedy. Any way you slice it. We don't need to compound it by lying about it. And of course, those in big tech don't actually consistently apply their rules. So here's a video misinforming you. From Al Jazeera. For those listening on audio, it says against Gaza's Islamic Jihad group. Children are amongst the dozens of victims. Six children have been killed in the first 72 hours of attacks by Israel. Israel killed more than 60 Gazan children in 2021. Okay, so that's what the video says.
Right.
Horrific. Want to make sure that we understand two separate things here. Now we need to fact check something.
Fact check.
Turns out that rocket was actually a failed launch by Islamic jihadist militants from Palestine.
Whoops.
So, they claim that it's Israel.
Yeah.
This is released everywhere, Al Jazeera, and I'll get to the tweets from all these politicians, those people who represent you, who are lowering inflation, running with a story that is verifiably untrue. And by the way, something like this, when you're verifiably and repeatedly, in a chronic way, misreporting a conflict, more people die. That's important to note. That's the role of journalism, hopefully, is to be accurate so that people can make better decisions moving forward. The IDF uploaded a video showing the failed missile that was launched from Palestine. There you go. You see them? Missile's going out. And the missile doesn't quite make it. You can see the trajectory right now. And
all the rest
of
them, yeah.
The rest of them do. So you can see. I know some of you are saying, hey, IDF, I don't trust them. Okay, I understand what you're saying. You can't say that and then trust Al Jazeera, however. And I understand that we fund Israel too much. I understand that a relationship there is too cozy. I think that a deal that would be appropriate would be don't send funding to any of those countries. Don't send any funding to Iran. Don't send funding to any countries who want to wipe Israel off the face of the map. And then we wouldn't need to be intertwined with that. We could still have a friendly relationship with Israel. So I understand that. That's a separate point from the fact that Israel actually builds an Iron Dome. Israel protects their citizens. Israel sounds alarms so that their children can get to safe places. And Hamas or these other terrorist groups in Palestine launch their missiles, their rockets from churches. They launch them from mosques. They launch them from grade schools.
Yeah.
They use their citizens as shields, whereas Israel tries to shield their citizens for all of their flaws across the board. Now, here's something else that's pretty important. Al Jazeera, they tweeted out, Israeli attacks on Gaza have killed 29 people, including 6 children and 4 women in the besieged Palestinian enclave. Rashida Tlaib from good old Michigan, we know her well, Dave.
A wonderful woman.
Tweeted out, the lives of the Palestinian people are not disposable. No one's saying they are. The fact that our country continues to ignore and fund the aggressive violence and killing of Palestinian lives. You mean the Palestinian forces? Especially children just enables more death. It's not okay to keep looking away. It's actually sickening. Well, you know what else? It's not okay to actually lie.
No.
Now, let's take a look at another look at those tweets from Al Jazeera.
Let's tell the Palestinians to stop killing their children.
That would be a good start.
Yeah.
But their tweets are still up. Here is the point.
Of course they
According to Twitter's crisis misinformation policy, they should be tagged with a warning if they include, quote, false allegations regarding use of force, incursions on territorial sovereignty, or around the use of weapons. Neither of these tweets, or countless similar ones, have the warning. However, tweets like this, and let me read it for you, a pressing question, why are they trying so hard to get every single person on the planet vaccinated with the ineffective vaccine? Bring that up, Overlay D4. That has a misinformation label. Do you have Overlay D4?
Yeah, I got to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So people saying, why are they trying so hard to get every single person on the planet vaccinated with an ineffective vaccine? That's labeled as misleading. And by the way, this is, I believe, in the context of Joe Biden getting COVID for the 18th time.
Maybe.
With a blood type vaccination.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Solid three, at least. Four, maybe. Yeah.
Who knows?
You know what? So, I mean, you said this. It's not okay to lie, and it's not okay to put this kind of information out and not have people go, wait a minute, this isn't true, because here's what's going to happen. That's going to get rolled into a promotional recruiting video for this group. And what's going to happen is some kid out there is going to be like, fine, this has happened in my neighborhood. I'm done. I've had enough of Israel shooting and killing us. I'm going to strap on a vest. I'm going to go fire a gun. I'm going to throw rocks. I'm going to fire a rocket into this, and I'm going to take to the streets to fight.
Yeah.
That's exactly what's going to happen. And guess what? More deaths. Probably that person killing themselves in the process.
The reason I wanted to cover this is I can't think of a more, especially in the wake of what happened with Alex Jones. And wherever you line up, you can understand that, look, when there's something happening in the mainstream press, there's an event that obviously is an international news story like Sandy Hook, and people are presenting opinions, which can be wrong.
Yeah.
In the wake of that, I can't think of a more clear-cut example of something that is verifiably false. Rashida Tlaib, verifiably false. I don't know if she's retracted it, but certainly from Al Jazeera, actual propaganda.
Yeah.
When would it be more appropriate to simply label something misleading when it involves the deaths of dozens of children? This is how you know they're not looking out for you. It's not about truth. It's about ensuring that people in power can control what you read, can control what you know. The same thing with the IRS. It's not about reducing inflation. It's about adding $80 billion to a $4 billion agency so that they can litigate and prosecute and audit you. It's not, the standard isn't, does this country have laws? It's, are the laws applied equally? Leftists, you know that because you say they're not applied equally to minorities. Okay. I'm not even going to get into that right now. It's the same thing with these big tech platforms. It's not do they have rules. It's are they applied equally? And applying it to something that we say about COVID, quoting the CDC, but not applying it to Al Jazeera, an organization funded, known by a known foreign caliphate, lying about the deaths of children. Hey, they say Sandy Hook, they lied about the deaths of children. Even then, you can get into gray territory there. It wasn't lying saying that these children didn't die. It was talking about the media being inconsistent. Wherever you line up, and I think it was a big misstep. I think it was wrong. I always try and wait until the information comes in. But in this case, they are lying about the deaths of children.
Yeah.
They're lying about the deaths of children. It's are the rules, are the laws applied equally? If they are not, you are not living in a free society.
But you also have an American politician caring more about something going on overseas than she's ever cared about anything going on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, no. She supported increasing the IRS.
Oh, right. That's true.
Yeah.
It's about being subservient and giving up all your money, working hard for something that's constantly being taken away from you, and completely giving the power over to people that don't deserve it.
Yep.
It's about just making the government more powerful.
Yep.
Why? I just don't understand the purpose of all this and how people are blind to it. I don't understand how people can keep supporting this and thinking that it's a benefit to you.
It's a denial of human nature.
Yeah, it's a denial of God. It's a denial of anything. There's no morality to it anymore.
Well, I think it comes down to, and I've talked about this, I think with Dennis Prager, do you believe that people are inherently good or do you believe that they're inherently flawed? I believe that people are inherently sinful, inherently selfish. Just look at kids. And if you believe that, you say, okay, what's the most effective system of checks and balances? That's the Constitution. That's freedom. That's a representative republic where we say we know that people, if left to make their own decisions, some will make good ones, some will make bad ones. But if you believe that my side is inherently virtuous, my side is inherently good, meaning the Democrats, Rashida Tlaib, Al Jazeera, I repeat myself, then, of course, they should have power. We should consolidate power to these people. Do you know who you want as president? Do you know who you want? And for as much crap as people give Rand Paul, you know, Rand Paul basically doesn't even want the job. That's what's funny. He's like, I don't want it. I vote no because I shouldn't be able to do that. People are like, oh, you're not doing anything. That's what you want. You want someone who basically does nothing. It's better to have someone who does nothing than increases the size of their office, their government, their paycheck every single year because they don't have to do anything to earn it other than vote present. So if you believe that human beings are inherently good, but only on one side, then you want that power centralized.
Well, you can also take that power, though, and the only way you get it is by hurting other people. And you have no problem doing that, which takes kind of a sociopath sort of a logic.
Yeah.
Politicians, yeah.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
And do me a favor, too. Please point in history to the group of people that you think have been inherently good that we can go, oh, we ought to model ourselves off of them.
Genghis Khan. Can't.
Never.
Oh, great guy. But never. What happens is, though, what is the end game for this? Because when you look at it, let's say, for example, somebody wanted to have power over people, say a slave master. Eventually, you piss those people off to the point where they revolt.
Right.
People will behead the king. So no matter how hard you keep pushing the people and you keep doing this, there will be a revolt eventually. And I don't mean to be this, like, dramatic.
No, there will be.
But the reality is you cannot keep doing this to people. You cannot keep screwing them over, forcing them to do things they don't want to, taking all their money, going after their children. Like, it's getting to the point
and where not allowing them to access information. That's
absolutely
a big one.
Yeah, let's say.
Well, this
now,
is why they
now
want you
to take away their speech, though.
Yeah,
and that's what happened over the weekend.
That's why they want you to go. Oh, they say if you're going to revolt against these wealthy people. Who are the wealthy? The business owners. It's the business. Yeah. These are the people you want to go after, not the politicians who have suckled the government, the public teat, for 58 years. Not people whose stock and investment portfolios have grown 3,000% since they've been serving the public. They want you to hate the rich. That's why I say I don't hate big business. I don't hate small business. I hate bad business. I support good business. I don't care if you're rich. I don't care if you're poor. I don't care if you're left. I don't care if you're... Just don't lie to me. And we need to make sure... And if I serve no other purpose than to draw a very important line for you, it's because of your own selfish nature, it's very easy to appeal to it and to appeal to covetousness. Dickens talked about this, right? It's easy to get people to covet. I don't want you to covet what your neighbor has. I want you to make sure that those in power can't legislate their own covetousness. That's the issue. Not rich versus poor, not white versus black. It's people in power with ill-gotten gain. Speaking of which, I think we need to move on here to this. Yeah. This is an issue near and dear to my heart.
It is, yes.
And it's common sense car control that we need now. So, I know what you're thinking. Mm-hmm. Stephen, you're more libertarian. Not on this. So, in 2020, there were 19,000 approximately firearm deaths, not including suicides. Okay. 42,000 people died in motor vehicle crashes in 2021, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. There is an epidemic in the U.S., and it's called random car violence. It's out of control. And, again, going back to those in power, I don't know if it's a conspiracy, but I think it goes from the top down because there's a disproportionate number of our representatives who are engaged in these acts of violence where I think it's almost deliberate. But let me show to you why, first, I'm calling for common sense car control. I can leave it there. I've made my point, but I have some more information for you. So,
well, those are just Nancy Pelosi's husband's dash cam.
He's tried a lot.
Yeah, he has.
To get out of this race.
Progressive is not going to lower that insurance, though.
I'm surprised that he bought Christine. Mm. Now, there are more than two times the number of firearm deaths in this country from vehicles. Okay? 2021, there was a 10.5% increase over 2020. A lot. That marked a 16-year high not seen since 2005.
Wow.
Over 7,400 of those were pedestrians. Between 2018 and 2020, the percentage of fatalities among children doubled from 5.8 to 11.9%, while legislation went up to make vehicles more safe, and inevitably it doesn't always really necessarily make them more safe. But here's what really gets me. Politicians are disproportionately and intimately involved with these acts of violence. And that is why they refuse to act on it. Yep. That's why. You would think they would do something. They want to ban the AR-15, which is responsible for, like, statistically no deaths in comparison. What about the Ford Focus?
Mm.
That hits a little too close to home for people like Paul Pelosi, just pled not guilty in relation to DUI charges. He wrecked his car with a blood alcohol level of over 0.08. And I don't know if you guys saw the prosecutor's going to be there. It's a joke.
No.
Even former vice president. This is why they don't want to do, they don't want common sense car control now. And you can comment below if you want common sense car control. It's common sense, and it's control of cars.
Sounds good.
Former vice president.
It all adds up.
It all adds up perfectly.
I love it. Yeah.
Take this seriously. It's going to be a fun show. Former vice president Joe Biden even made light. Why would he do this? Of DUIs while on the campaign trail in 2020.
You're fired if, in fact, you do that. You only arrest for the purpose of dealing with a felony that's committed, and I don't count drunk driving as a felony.
What?
How about drunk presidenting?
Why are, drunk speaker of the housing.
You know what people enjoy? You pointing a finger at him like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Like Harrison Ford. Yeah.
That DUI was supposed to be for my wife.
Harrison, that doesn't make any sense at all.
I should be in a museum.
Where's my earring?
Yes.
You want to land a plane on a non-runway again?
Yeah. So, you know who's most happy about former Vice President Biden's position there. Beto O'Rourke. Yeah, again, while we're talking about DUIs.
He's still a douche.
Doesn't he look way cooler
yeah,
there?
Yeah, he does there.
Let's be honest.
He looks a little
compared
cooler
compared to now.
Yeah. No, that would totally be a douche. Sorry.
No, he's a douche, but he's still a better douche there.
Yeah, he looks like one of the Lost Boys.
Yeah, exactly.
They lost.
He looks like a vampire. yeah, except he doesn't drink blood. He drinks another fluid.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, what?
No, I didn't say it.
Brake fluid. That's why he crashed.
Brake fluid.
Who can forget Ted Kennedy, infamously and allegedly killed, and by allegedly, I mean absolutely killed, 28-year-old Mary Jo Kopechne after sending his vehicle off the Dyke Bridge, which is a funny name, on Chappaquiddick Island.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Beto. We have Pelosi. We have...
Ted Kennedy and Biden.
Kennedy.
Coming back Biden. With fish in his pants. I don't know where the car is.
Just mystery.
Going out of his pockets like one of those
pails. So you called the ambulance right now. I called my father to see what the hell to do.
Yeah. I did put on this fake neck brace, though.
I tried to save her. I got to shore and I yelled.
Yeah. I yelled, I'm going to bed here.
Night.
Nothing to suggest I'm going to bed. That's all.
You know, she probably tried reaching for him, and he was like,
stop it. I'll be back.
He had a tool not to cut the seatbelt, but to double knot it. He's doing scout crafts.
Just kicking her on his way out.
Blowtorching the door. Like when they go in for artifacts and underwater shipwrecks.
He's using his seat as a flotation device for when this happens.
Yes. Just walking around with a seat on his back. So here's the thing. This might be a conspiracy, but I don't think they want common sense car reform. Why? Because when we talk about the top political donors of all time, you guys need to look at unions. The United Auto Workers Union and their political donations. I don't know if you know this. In 2022, $1.3 million went to Democratic candidates. That's 99.9% of the unions.
Oh,
yeah, total contributions.
I bet they took a vote and asked their workers who they would like them to spend that money on. The dues that are forcibly removed from their paychecks.
Right. Yep. Yeah, exactly. Asked. No, it's not a racket. Mm. And this is why I think that there is no legislation making it possible to sue manufacturers when someone wields one of these death machines against somebody else. When you have a company like Remington having to pay for Sandy Hook, I just want to know when good old Hyundai's on the hook because Beto O'Rourke mows down an entire fleet of... people outside at the cafe.
Or Ford.
Or Ford.
Been used a lot.
GM.
And this is global.
Maserati.
This happened in France a lot.
Well, if it was Beto O'Rourke, I'm sure it was a Nissan Cube.
Yes. Dressed like one of the gerbils in those commercials.
The Kia Rio.
Because he finds them cute.
I'm sure that's where you find them in Beto O'Rourke.
Yes.
No.
It's the Nissan Richard Gere.
So my point is this. You're focusing on the wrong issue here. We're focusing not only on firearms, which is a very, very small percentage of deaths that occur annually in this country, but also focusing on rifles that make up even fewer of those deaths as it relates to firearm homicides. It's not even close as it relates to motor vehicles. And people say, yeah, well, I need a license to drive a car. Why don't you need one to use a firearm? Well, because one is an enshrined constitutional right, and it's also not working. Lots of people are dying, primarily 99, and you don't need to check the references at loudwithcrowder.com for this one I'm going by rote, 99.8% of people who are killed in vehicular homicides are by current Democratic representatives. We're going to go to Mug Club. I believe that we have.
We do. We're going to have
Miss Bueno.
Miss Bueno. Yes,
for those of you know, okay, so before, by the way, hit the share button right now if you're watching. Before we go to piss off YouTube, hit the share button. That helps with the show. Smash the like button. And let me just roll this clip before we have her on the show. Martha Bueno is her name. She's a libertarian candidate for Miami-Dade commissioner. And she is using OnlyFans to raise campaign funds. Let's roll the clip, and then we'll go to Muck Club. Democracy.
Yeah. Let's get some of that democracy going, Kevin. Gonna be some damn good democracy.
I think there's some pre-democracy.
Yeah. YouTube, we about to talk with Martha Bueno, YouTube piss off.